You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita. Hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, Episode 2. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How you doing, Stone?
Hello, I'm doing swell. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I'm here, which is good. I think we're both tired to a certain degree.
What time is it for you? 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, 5 a.m. for me.
Yeah. So, fun. But anyway, we will get this episode underway. So, there's not much. There's no World of Warcraft news to
talk. Are you sure there's no news? Are you positive? Okay.
I don't think there's no news. There was the Overwatch beta is out. But, and everyone that's in the Overwatch beta, have fun. It's kind of good fun. But what we thought we'd start the show off with is just having a little chat first off about who we are, because we didn't do that last week. We were so excited with episode one. We didn't really think about saying, hi guys, this is who we are. So we'll do that now. So I'm Lita, for those of you that don't know who I am and do know who I am. I'm an Aussie, so I live over in Australia, and I've been playing World of Warcraft for a very long time. So I started playing in vanilla. How do you know about a vanilla player? Because I'll tell you all of that stuff. But yeah, I've been playing for a long time, and my undead warlock is my first love, and she has been my main all this time, which is fantastic. She was not my first character I've ever rolled. My partner at the time, who introduced me to World of Warcraft, I made an orc warrior because I wanted to get hit in the face. So I thought that would be fun. And I got her to level 38. And then I got my own account and went, you know what? I need to roll an undead. There was just something about the undead. So I made the warlock. And life is as we know it now, I suppose. But yeah, so I've been playing for a long time, used to raid really hardcore, not so much, well, pretty much no raiding at the moment. I'm addicted to pet battles and collecting pets and mounts and achievements and playing challenge tunes, which is what Stone and I do, another show called WoW Challenges, which we do every week, and Stone will talk to you about that in a sec. But I also have been doing Behind the Avatar, which is one of the shows that I've been doing for nearly 3 years. Yeah, it must be coming up to 3 years, which is a lot of fun. And that's just my show. And I just love World of Warcraft. It's my game. It's the thing that I love to do. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell, I suppose. So Stone, what about you? Who is Stone?
Hold on.
Yes.
I've got a question for you. When did you stop hardcore raiding?
I stopped hardcore raiding towards the would have been about Wrath. So
at the end of Wrath?
At the end of Wrath. Oh, well, yeah, it was kind of coming down to a close at the end of Wrath. When we went into Qadar, it wasn't as hardcore. I was still raiding in Qadar. Okay. But back in Classic, we would raid 4 to 5 nights a week at 5, 4 to 6 hours a night.
Ow.
And I had no idea what I was doing. I had, 40 man team back in. Then there was only three girls that I knew on the server, and I was one. And one of the girls that I knew was female, would not let anyone else. She portrayed herself as male because we used to get a lot of unwanted attention and a lot of...
Hey, baby.
Yeah, it just, just really terrible, terrible stuff sometimes. And in the 40-man raid, there was... For quite some time, there was me and another female, and that was it. The rest was made up of males. So yeah, so it's been an interesting journey, most definitely. So but yeah, I just got really burnt out because of all the raiding, and then it came down a bit lesser when Burning Crusade. I think we were raiding on my weekends, so Saturdays, Sundays, and we would have been raiding for anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. So pretty much like all my Saturday and Sundays was raiding. Yeah. And then in Wrath we would have been doing probably 3 to 4 nights, anywhere about 4 hours a night. Minimum. Yeah. So yes, I've done a fair bit of raiding and kind of not so much I miss it, but at the same stage I've got so much that I'm doing that I really don't have time. that's what it comes down to. So yeah, so that's pretty much me. Yeah. So what about you?
Wow. I guess I've also been playing since vanilla, and there was a period of time between level 35 that I decided to stop playing WoW for about almost a year, because at that time I didn't know anybody. There was no guild for me. Like, I was in a guild, but everybody seemed kind of like a jerk, so I didn't really like it very much. And at level 35 back then, there was like this gap where it was hard to level between 30 and 40. And I think they actually had to add in a quest hub, I think Rust Sprocket or something Sprocket in Mud Sprocket. Yeah, yes. And that helped to give people more quests to get up to the level 40 range. But I was already gone by then. I came back in Burning Crusade with my wife and two of my friends, and we decided we were going to roll Blood Elves, and that was it. Since then, they've all stopped playing, and I've...
You're still here.
And I'm still going. So I usurped my wife's account, and I ended up with my own second personal account. So I'm running three accounts, and it can be unwieldy at times. I'm primarily in WoW. I do raiding and... Iron Man and mount collecting. I mean, those are pretty much the things for me. Just trying to think here. I guess we could talk about the Iron Man stuff. What year is this? 2016. Okay. I got involved with the Iron Man challenge back in, I would say, 2013. And I just tried it, and I was like, oh, I can do this. And no, I couldn't. And I tried it a couple times, and that was pretty much it. But by that time, the people that had already done WowIronMan.com website was already gone, but nobody knew because his last post was 2012, from what I can tell. And so during 2013, by the end of that, I told folks that I would be able to update their code to make it work with this was before Warlords came out, right?
Yeah.
Because Warlords was 2014. Mm-hmm. So I was I said I would update their code to fix some bugs on their website back in 2013 to work with monks and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. and fix bugs and all that, but nobody had access to this website. So then that kind of went away, and I was like, well, if nobody really cares that much, then oh well, then I guess that's it. So I eventually came back to snoop around to see what's going on just before Warlords came out, so 2014, because Warlords was November 2014, I think, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or September, or October. Anyways, it was around there. I think 11/14, so November 14th. Okay, so, so during the summer months prior to Warlords coming out, I decided to create the WowChowEngines.com website and basically create my own code and have at it. Because it looked like the old website was not going to, nothing was going to happen to it. I tried to reach out to the old website owner and got no response. So I was like, okay, well, it seems like they're not doing anything. There's no posts, no nothing. So, you know, I was finding myself having fun with it. Like, even though I died, it's still something that I like to do, and it's something that I think shouldn't stop. You know, it's just another way to play the game.
Yeah.
And so eventually what happened is that in Warlords, folks started using my website, but it was difficult to try to get them to go from our old website to my new one. Until basically at the beginning of 2015, the person's account expired. And I guess he didn't pay his website domain name and all that nonsense. So it went up for auction, and I won the auction. And I basically own the domain name of our old website, and I just have it pointed to the new one. And I think by now, I mean, I'm still going to keep it. I'm never going to let that one go, but now it's like everything points to our new website. We've got one place. There's not two different things. And, you know, a lot of people give me credit for doing the work there. But to be honest, like, and I keep saying this, is that during the times where I was not around and the guy was not there to do his website bug fixes and all that kind of stuff, the people that were there playing and posting and still trying to play this thing, those were the ones that should be given the praise, because they were the ones that kept it alive, right? Yeah. So I just came along and helped out and added a voice and really bugged the crap out of everybody online to say, hey, we've got a website, can you help us advertise? And it's worked, and everybody likes it. And well, not everybody, but you know, most people have tried it and said, yes, they like it. And other people are like, I hate the level, which is, you know, completely fine. It's just another way to play the game. And, so here I am, I guess, doing the podcast was a little bit of a nerve-wracking experience for me, but luckily I had you there to guide the way, and here I am doing another podcast with you and doing possible. Well, we're going to be doing myself and Richter. We're going to be doing the Richter scale is going to go back up, I think. Not this Sunday because it's Mother's Day. That would be bad. The next Sunday. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think I did more than you, like talking.
You did. You did very, Sorry. Very well. Do you want?
Oh boy.
Will we go into our weeks of WoW?
I guess.
Do you want me to?
Well, go I don't know because I've got a lot.
You've got a lot. You've
I been do, which very I'm surprised. Busy. Yeah, I'm very surprised.
Well, I'll so go.
Why don't you go first?
I'll go first. That sounds like a plan. Because I feel like I've done a lot in game, but I kind of haven't because I've been outside of game. I've been sick. And, you know, work's been kind of kicking my backside. So I feel like I'm catching, like running and trying to catch my tail constantly at the moment. So, yeah, it's just a bit weird. But anyway, what I've been doing on the weekend, I actually got to jump into some Ashran. So I don't know. For you people that may not realize this, I've been working on the Nemesis. Oh my god, the Nemesis, the PvP Nemesis Warlord Crazy. Stuff. I know. and I'm doing Gnome. So, what you've got to do is you've got to kill 500 gnomes in Ashran or in Draenor. Now, I am on a PvE server. I've not been on a PvP server for quite some time, and I normally only PvP when I go into a battleground. So so I'm trying to kill gnomes, and I am flat out getting probably seeing two gnomes in a battleground in Ashran at the moment. So I started off the week at 32 out of 500, and I'm up to 56 of 500. So that's the biggest jump that I've had. I've not had such a big jump. I got into this battleground, and there's the leaders obviously run this kind of add-on that's called AVN. I'm not really sure of all the technicalities to it, but normally one person goes, hey, if you're doing Nemesis, you know, whisper this person AVN and then whatever you're doing. So I whispered them AVN gnome. And what they try and do is they try and group you up with people doing the same Nemesis because if you're in the same group, when you kill one gnome, you can get multiple counts for it. So instead of killing 500 individual, you know, you might kill two, but someone else is right near you and that might count as four. So I don't know all the technicalities to it. So it kind of makes it a little bit easier, but I was in there for nearly, I would say at least an hour and a half, maybe nearly 2 hours. And we came up against a very intense alliance group that we were fighting. Mm. But it wasn't too bad. It's just the people, you've got one person leading and people just either don't pay attention or don't do what the leader needs them to do with moving around. So so this one was a bit better than some of the ones that I've been running over the last couple of weeks that have been horrendous. They seem to be people that kind of knew what they were doing and managed to, you know, would go and take down Tram, which is the Alliance commander in their base. And then we do the various little events that are around the place. And so there's all sort of things that you can do within Ashran as well as kill the opposing faction. So so it wasn't too bad. And as I said, I'm up to 56 out of 500. So this is probably nearly 7 weeks I've been doing this. I know.
So
I wanted to get this done before Legion hits.
You're gonna need some help for sure. When we were helping Bloke out, we had he was trying to get pandas, and we had to get four of us. And what they would do is that Bloke joined a group, and we weren't even in Ashran. We were actually sitting outside of the garrison. We would get a horde priest to res us, and the group that Bloke was in would kill us, and it would count as, like, every time they killed one of us, it would actually count as 5 kills.
Yeah.
And so it went by real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've had an offer from a couple of people.
We should speak with Bloke about it, you know?
Yeah, actually, that's a really good idea. I might do that. But so it's been the worst one. Because I started on Night Elves, and Night Elves went really, really quick. And I thought, well, I'll do gnomes next instead of going to, you know, humans or Draenei, which should be quite easy to do. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. But I've definitely had a couple people say, hey, we can help. We've got, you know, level 100 gnomes that you can kill us repeatedly. So I said, okay.
I do have one or two.
Yes, I know. And you have said, so I think.
Actually, I've got them on separate accounts, so I could actually group them up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. So it'd be nice to finish at least the gnome one before Legion hits anyway. So we'll see how that goes. I'm not a huge PvPer, but normally towards the end of the expansion, I kind of delve into other things. And I decided, yep, I would like to get the Nemesis done with the titles and stuff. So we'll see. We'll just keep plodding along at that. Mount runs this week for nothing. Like, I don't think any other mounts exist anywhere. I've been into Throne of Four Winds and into Dragon Soul. And I haven't done ICC yet. But I've got to go into ICC, so we'll see. But nothing as of yet, so I'll keep plugging away at that. But I did. What are you laughing at?
It's just the mounts. It's like, man.
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
I know.
And all that I can do is laugh. Both because
mount addicts. Yeah. Yes, it's just like it seems to go, you'll go, like, months ago it was like, bam, got one this week, and then bam, bam, got like two another week, and then it's like this dry spell of nothing, and you're like, damn it, come on, just, you know, just a little sliver. So we'll keep trying to hunt for that. But I do a girls gaming night with a couple of my friends here, and we had a girls gaming night on Saturday night, and we were going to run. We've got a set of 5 little dwarfs that we started at level 1, and we've made our own little dungeon team. So, one of the girls couldn't make it, so we ended up and went, well, what can we do for 4 people? Because Overwatch is 6.
Yeah.
6? Yeah. And WoW was like, well, we don't want to level without, you know, without our other person. So I went, hang on.
Well, I could 3? Play.
You're not a girl.
So?
You're not a girl.
That's sexist.
I know, totally. Yeah. So we decided, I went, well, how many does Diablo 3 have in there? And Cinder's like, oh, 4. We can do that. So we decided we'd go away from WoW for the night. And we played D3. And we started seasonal characters, which was kind of cool. And I made a witch doctor because that's kind of a bit
Yes.
warlocky. And I was like,
Sure,
cool.
that's the best class.
And we got to level 13, so wasn't too bad. I don't mind D3, but I struggle with the running and holding the mouse all the time because I have carpal tunnel in both my hands. So after a little while, my hands get really, really sore. So, but we got to level 13, which was kind of cool. So,
Have you changed your key bindings? Because I'm
no.
almost the same way. And what I learned is, you know how you click where you want to go? What you could do is change it to a different key. So even so, something else on your. So for me, I have it as my E key. Okay, so actually no. What is it? It's, you know, I think it might be my E key. So I just point to where I want to go and hit E, and then he's going to go that way. So it takes a little bit to get used, you know, to it. But I always felt that D3 killed my mice. I mean, I've gone through three of them. It's crazy just because so much clicking, click, 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 right? And I felt that the keyboard itself, just hitting the one key, was better. It felt softer on my hands. It didn't feel as hard.
I don't understand D3 really very well. Like I played it when it first came out, and my very first character I made on that was a wizard, and I think I got her to like level 36, and before I finished, you know, finished the thing, and then it was like, oh, you get to do this again. And I was like, what do you mean I get to do this again? I'm only level 36. That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, I'm done. Back to WoW. And I try, you know, for something different. It's not my game, like, but it was nice to just try something a little bit different. For me, I just go, WoW is my game. I love WoW. I love having fun in it. I love just, you know, trying all the different crazy, crazy things that we like to do. And part of that, of course, is challenge tunes and the teams that I run with Wingy and Ash. That we do, you know, we try and push things and do things a little bit different, which we haven't had chance to do this week because I've been busy. But yeah, so it was nice to just try something a little bit different, and whether I'll get back to it at some stage, maybe just for a little bit, you know, like just play a little bit of it at a time, as opposed to sitting down for, you know, like all day on a Saturday. I couldn't sit down all day and play D3 on a Saturday, but I can sit down and play WoW. Well, not all day. I'm normally up and down. Like it might look like I'm playing WoW all day, but I'm not because I'm also doing lots of other things. So that was a bit different, which was kind of fun. And we and the girls that were really quite good at D3 explained it really well. So it made a bit more sense into my brain, which was good. Into my brain. Oh, my brain's so tired tonight. Sometimes the sense is just like, ah. So, but I was pushing my iron, and I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I was early in the week. I was like, okay, I've got to play my iron. I'm like pushing it through. And I was so in the zone with what I was doing, with leveling her and taking her to the various places, that all of a sudden, I think it was the Tuesday night when I logged in, and I was like, oh, Children's Week starts tonight. And I was like, oh, yeah, I need to do that. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I looked at the calendar, and Tuesday night has started Monday night. And I'd already missed like a day. I was like, oh no, Children's
Sorry.
Week. Yeah. So I went, you know what? My iron's over here. She's going to get some rested XP because I have been pushing her so hard with not just going working through that purple line. I'm like, just go, go, go. So now she's going to get some rested. And I started on Children's Week. which I've got the achievement. I'm not going into any PvP and I'm not worrying about taking any kids in because I did that a long time ago. But there is a new toy. So for people, again, toys, it's new that toy. Addiction thing. I like to there's collect.
There's a new toy.
There is, yeah. So there's a yellow balloon. And if you really want, like, there's the Wowhead guide, you know, you can go and check that out for this year's. But there is a toy that you can get, and there was a toy from last year as well. And you can only buy them during Children's Week. So there's a green balloon and a yellow balloon. The yellow balloon is the new one for this year. So you can get them in Ogrimmar and I'm going to say Stormwind. And it's a little goblin or gnome that walks around pushing the toy cart. So in Ogrimmar, it's normally in the middle section where like the cooking trainer and the... tailoring and leather worker just along that he's pushing the little cart. So if you go and see him, they're like 10 silver, like seriously for 10 silver each, you can get two new toys.
Can I ask you, how are these toys different from the balloon battle pets that don't actually fight?
Well, you know how your toys are different. All you do is just summon a balloon. With a toy, it just summons.
And does it stay with you? Like, can you fight with it? Or, like attack with it? No, right. But, I mean, like, if you were to use the toy and then decide to go, I'm going to go attack the boss, is it still going to remain with you? Or
I'm assuming so. I've not used it. Because I was too busy, like, get my whistle out and come on, little orc child, let's go on our adventure. Even though I've done it like 50 million times, but I love doing it. I love doing Children's Week and taking the kids on an adventure. Love it. It's awesome. And I have to do all of them. So I have to do the one in Ogrimmar, and then I go to Shattrath, and then I've got to do the one from Shattrath, and then I go to Dalaran. And I have to do the one from Dalaran. Now, I just want to make a little point because I made a particular note to myself. So last year when I was doing Children's Week, I made notes and I found my notes from last year and they're in the back of my notebook that I had. And I had run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 tunes. Through Children's Week last year.
Man.
Okay. Now, I had made little notes. Now, normally the Ogrimmar, the low level one from Ogrimmar and Stormwind is not a problem. Okay. You can do that quite easily. No worries at all. But then you go to Shattrath, and again, not a problem because there's pets that you can get. When you've done everything, you can get you can choose a pet, and they've got Ogrimmar and Shattrath each have 4 pets that you can collect. So you can only pick one, hence why I run them on multiple turns. Dalaran only has 2 pets. But if you've already done it before, there was this bug that you couldn't pick up the quest. On other years that it's been there. So I made notes for myself last year when I did it. And so my DK, I went and I chose Wolvar for my DK. And I'm like, sweet. Okay, so Wolvar, that's cool. And then I'm like looking at my Warlock and I'm thinking, I've made the note of FS. And I'm looking at my notes and I'm going,
What's that?
And I've got that for my priest and for my DK and for my hunter. All says FS. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, I have no idea what that means, refers to. But it refers to the Dalaran one. And I don't know. So Just a little tip, people, when you're making notes for yourself for in the future, maybe make some clearer notes for yourself.
I think I know what it could be, but we have a clean tag, so.
Yeah, no, it would definitely be something clean. It's not something bad, but I just can't think of what on earth it would be. So,
are you able to read the note? Maybe people can help you that listen to
the
show.
No, that's my note.
Oh, it's just FS.
It is the initial F and S is next to those tunes. And I'm going, because I always do my Warlock. I always do my Warlock first every time there's a world event. Leader, even though she's done it a million times before, I always take it through first. And then I work my list down. So then I do my priest, then I do my DK, then I do my hunter, and then I'll do, you know, whoever next comes along. And I've got the four of them all down as FS. I have no idea what that was referring to. So I'm a little bit confused. But the good thing with if you've got all the pets that people may have forgotten is that one of the things that you can pick up instead of picking a pet is you can get, they added in last year. So in 2015, they added an extra reward, which was a pet care package. So if you decided to choose that, you would get things like pet treats and magical pet biscuits and some costumes for your perky pug. But you also got a flawless battle stone. So your flawless battle stone instantly upgrades any battle pet to a rare quality pet. Okay. Yeah. So you can take it from gray, white, green instantly to a rare without having to go hunting for it.
Is They're it blue also... or epic?
Blue.
Is it blue? Oh, okay.
So to rare.
Oh, right.
The flawless battle stones are not VOP.
Oh.
Mm. So you can actually sell them on the auction house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it and these ones those. Only from the pet, only from this pet bag or?
Yep. Only from this. Any other pet trainer that you do. So normally during the week of the pet battle craziness with the critter buff is I would take one of my lower girls and go into Pandaria and go around and do like all the pet tamers and get like amazing XP because you put all your buffs on and everything like that. And you're like, right, let's go. And you can level a pet from 1 to 25 in literally three fights. And anything that you get from those bags, everything's all either account bound or soul bound, like to you. So whereas this one is the only one that's not. So it's only this time that you can do it to get your flawless battle stone. So if you're after wanting to make some money, I don't know what the prices are currently, but they were fairly steep when I looked on the first night that I did. I ran around and did it. They were absolutely ridiculous prices. There was a couple up on the auction house and I was like, ooh, whoa, like 10,000. So I don't know. I'm assuming they'll be way down now, but
do you think Blizzard is aware? I mean, I would assume by now they're aware, but was this intentional?
Yeah.
Did they say it was?
Well, it was last year and they haven't changed it. So it's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, so it's stayed as being. And,
I thought it was just this time. I'm like, uh-oh.
Because it was new last year, it was the same thing. But for a lot of people, they didn't realize until after it had finished that they were not soulbound or account bound. That they were because
it was only a week, right? So they're
Exactly. Yeah. So and the other good thing, because I don't think I sold any of mine last year. Everyone that I took around and got the flawless battle stones for, I had utilized them to upgrade the things. Like there are pets that you can't get them in blue. So if you think about your pets that you do in the world events and you know that you buy from vendors, they do not come in blue quality. So that is the only way you can upgrade. So say the cats in Elwynn Forest, there's four cats. When you learn them, they're not blue. So the only way you can get them to a blue quality is to use a battle stone to upgrade them. So that's what I did with mine last year, and I've still got a couple of like duplicates that I need to upgrade to rare. So I need to get on and do more of that. But yeah, so don't forget, people, Children's Week is only running until the 9th of May, which is it's only a week. So if you want your toys and pets and things like that, then go. You need to do it now. And that's been my week. So it doesn't feel like very much at all, but it's been good and I've got lots to do. I've got so much I want to do. It's like, ah. So we will see how we go. But what have you been doing?
I have been up to more WoW this week than I have had for a fair while, and not just iron stuff. It's actually been playing. So
Oh, nice.
basically I kind of want to, so I do my garrison chores. I know if Blizzard listens to this, they don't want to hear that, but that's kind of what it is. But it's basically how I pay for my accounts. So I'm able to make enough gold over a month to pay for the three accounts and keep bumping the account expiration, right? So right now, I think I'm into September or August. It might be August of this year. So I've got some leeway.
Oh, nice.
So just some people know what to do, other people don't, but basically I have a set plan of what happens on each day of the week.
Do
So
you have
basic
this as a spreadsheet?
no
Okay.
no 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 this is not a spreadsheet.
Okay. All right.
Because if it was, I guess I could, but I don't.
I didn't think you
Well, see,
don't.
here's the thing, is that I first started doing everything on all my tunes every single day, and that lasted for about a week, and I almost went insane. Just I wasn't playing. I'm just doing this stuff inside my base, right? And that wasn't as much fun as going out and playing. So basically I'm down to what I'm gonna go over right now. So I used to use what was it called? I don't use it anymore. The mission.
Manager.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Mission
The
manager.
one,
Oh,
well,
the
the
other
one
one.
that had the April Fool's joke in it. Okay.
Oh, that was a pain in
Yeah.
the neck.
So I
Let me
luckily
find it.
stopped using it right
Yep.
before, and because I discovered that if I just use Garrison Commander, it will do everything I need to do. It will log me out to all in one, like basically a single click, and off you go.
Yep.
So I made it so
Garrison
that,
Mission Manager. Was
well,
that
that's
the
what I
one?
use right now. Yeah, right. But what's the old one?
Oh,
What's the other one?
the other one.
Yeah.
Master Plan.
Master Plan.
Yep.
I used to use it. I thought, oh my goodness, this thing is so great. And then I realized, well, I can just do everything all in Garrison Mission Man Niger, which is actually also Garrison Commander. I think you need Commander as well in order to be able to log in and log out like really, really quick.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, on Wednesday and Thursday, I log into a character, collect my rewards, and click on a button and log right back out. And it does everything. Boom, done. So I'm on a character for less than a minute.
Wow.
And
Okay.
it's just, people might think I'm rude because I come online and then I'm offline and I'm not saying hi or bye or anything like that. But it's, I want to get through all these things, right?
Yeah.
So Wednesday and Thursday, I just run through those. On Friday, I loot my cache. So I actually, before it will max out, because most of my bases, the maximum I can have is 500. I know that you can buy something to make it go to 1,000, but I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, there
So
is something
yeah,
in
it's called an
Volma.
ogre something, an
Yeah.
ogre horde or something like that.
Yep.
But I don't think it's worth it. It's just you log in twice, not just once, right? So basically, when I log in on the Friday, the cache is at about 436, roughly around there. So I grab that and send my guys off, and off we go and log back out. So I'm online for maybe an extra 30 seconds. So Saturday and Sunday is the same thing. As Wednesday and Thursday, I just log in, do my missions, off we go. Monday is the same as Friday. I loot my cache. On Tuesday at the week reset, this is the big thing. So I collect all of my ish and rewards, and I don't send my guys back out yet.
Oh, okay.
I go loot my cache. I go do my shipyard missions if I actually have it. I don't. There are some folks that say don't bother to get your shipyard because it may not be worth it, and I somewhat agree. I would say don't bother now. I don't think you're going to get as much gold from it now as you would have had it before. I don't think it's worth the effort to put into it now, since that we're about 3 months away, I guess. So I would, after shipyards, I would go back into my base, uncrate all of my salvage crates and bags. If you don't have a salvage yard, you should get one, and always upgrade it to level 3. Always, because you'll get greens that you can sell, and people love to transmog, and those things can sometimes sell for a lot of gold. So once I do that, I go to my inn and get a new treasure hunter fall. Over. So you should always get a treasure hunter. Don't bother getting anything else. You want the extra gold. I will spend excess garrison resources. So I'll go buy, actually, I usually just only go buy sumptuous fur. Doesn't matter if it's worth 10, 5, 8, 6. I don't care. I always keep a minimum of 1,000 garrison resources on hand, or enough to pay for upgrades for some of my buildings or the shipyard if I happen to have one. So buying the extra mats, I will basically send those mats and all of my greens off to my auction house character, and plus any excess gold that I would have gotten from missions. And I'd upgrade my followers as much as I could. And then I'd finish my session by sending them out on their missions. That, for each character, takes about anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. So on Tuesdays, I'm generally, people say it's maintenance Tuesday. Well, it's like that for me too. So I'm logging in and out on not and actually on Tuesdays I'm logging in on all of my characters to make sure somebody hasn't sent me mail, just to because I'd hate for somebody to send me mail and then I didn't get it because I didn't bother with it, right? So and it's also to keep a presence in guilds so I don't get kicked out of guilds. that I might be his. Yeah. So it's like, yes, I actually want to. Because
most guilds that you and I both deal with have a certain period of time that if you've not logged in.
Yeah, which is fair. You know, it's fine. So this week, I've also been doing mount runs. So like you, I've got zilch. I basically approached my mount attempts differently, where I would only go after mounts for a certain expansion. So I've finished all of the Burning Crusade mounts. I finished all of the Lich King mounts, and now I'm working on the Cataclysm mounts. Mm-hmm. Occasionally I do Panda mounts, but I usually don't bother. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I find if I focus just on those ones, then once those ones are done, then I can put mounts away for the rest of this expansion, because I'd rather wait for a next expansion for me to go after the and the land ones.
Okay.
I mean I can go into Throne of Thunder on 10 man and still have the same chance of getting a mount drop as it would be on 25. However, if I wait till next expansion and I get to max level, I'm pretty sure I could go into Throne of Thunder on 25 heroic and make some gold, make some real gold and get more, and also have my same chance at the mount. So, and plus it would probably take less time too, which for me is a thing too. So, I usually don't go past Cataclysm right now, unless I'm feeling really bored.
Yeah.
I was playing. Okay, so with Pwncast, which is Bell and all of them, they have a guild called the Riders of Rohan on the server Argent Dawn. Mm-hmm. And I decided I was going to roll a character with them.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And I decided for some reason, not really sure why, I was going to level this character only by playing PvP.
Okay.
Yeah, and I found quickly. I leveled it from 1 to 10. That was fine because I just use all my stuff and get the extra XP and all that. Mm-hmm. Level 10, you get access to get into Warsong Gulch and Arathi Basin. Mm-hmm. Warsong Gulch, I found that you only get XP if you return a flag, not necessarily you, but somebody on your team. Okay. So you actually have to, go out there and win. There's only one flag, and you can't even return that flag if your flag is also gone too. So the odds of you getting XP from that is lower compared to Arathi Basin, where I'm getting XP for stuff I don't even know what. And I have to assume that it's from capturing the little bases and stuff, right? And since there's five of them, the odds of you getting XP is a lot greater. So I found that Arathi Basin was the best way to go. At level 14, I kind of gave up because somebody in guild told me that Blizzard really nerfed XP gains.
Yeah.
From when you did battle grounds, and I'm like, well, why would they do that? Because I thought, then it would be like a viable way of trying to level up and learn your class for PvP, because that's what I wanted to do, was learn my class at a PvP level.
Yep.
Because I don't PvP at all, and this was going to be it. It's going to take way too long. Okay. So I gave that up, and I just queued up for Dead Mines, and I think I Dead Mines and I'm going to say the
Evans.
Wailing Caverns, yep.
Yeah.
And I'm level 21, just within two runs. It's just, I don't know. Because,
you're getting pretty much, three levels. Like, when I was doing it on my little girl that I'm leveling over on Winterhoof, that every time I walked into both Dead Mines and Well, in Caverns, and I got minimum three levels both times. It's like, well, why would I be questing? You know, it's just crazy.
Yep, absolutely.
But I love to quest, so yeah.
Well, I'm leveling up another character in Convert to Raid right now, actually. That's a warlock, and it's in the 50 to 60 range, and that's how I am going to level, is that I just queue up.
Yep.
And I found that in that range, I was hitting Blackrock a lot more, and it happened to be Blackrock Detention, where they want you to go to the Grim Guzzler and then jump down, pull two bosses, boom, boom, quick. And literally, I'm getting tons of XP with it within 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then the same group queues up again.
Yeah.
Boom, go. Hmm. And it's like over and over and over again. And it gets kind of boring, but you're leveling up so fast. I mean, this character is already 58 and waiting to go into Hellfire. So,
nice.
You know, and I got to raid again on once, like this, like last night. Well, a couple hours ago, I guess, maybe about 6-7 hours ago. Just with four the win raid. Which is a group in Convert to Raid. And because I didn't get to raid with them last Wednesday because of health reasons. So it was good to be back with them. I missed them. And we did pretty good. And we got some new folks on our team because Convert to Raid had like a raid meet and greet kind of thing. So folks that... Yeah, like folks that weren't even in the raid, like we're not even in your raid team or even part of Convert to Raid Guild, they could just come and meet a raid team and meet a raid leader. And if the time is good, if you think the people are a good fit for you, just come, right? And so far, I was trying to crack a few more jokes. And we joke about this guy's mom a lot, so... that's just what we do.
So,
really the only other thing, well, the two things, I have car problems, just probably I've been yapping about it on Twitter. It's just the wrong time for this to happen. Like why would you happen now? Anyways, and doing Overwatch beta, it's been fun. I did some streaming.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, I didn't do streaming of Overwatch. I did streaming of Iron. So sorry, my brain squirreled. It's got squirrely. So yeah, I was playing Overwatch, and you know what? I'm one of those guys that I'm only picking the same character because I want to be really good with that character.
Which character you're playing?
I like Soldier 76, I know it's an easy character to play, but I want to be really good with it. And I even learned that when you shoot, if you hold your mouse button down, which usually I did, it wouldn't aim at a certain spot. It would kind of aim at like a spray kind of like spray pattern. But if you want to be more accurate, then you should be clicking more, like to fire your weapon, right? So click, 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 click to shoot your gun off, versus one click and try to keep it down and hoping you hit something.
Yeah.
Right. So just getting used to that was kind of neat. I'm looking for, I like Overwatch. I really do. And it's just a first person shooter game, but I haven't played one since like Quake 3, Duke Nukem. So for me, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And besides the Iron Man streaming stuff, which we'll talk on Saturday, that's pretty much been it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, you've been very busy then. Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, what a great week you've had. All right. All right. Well, we're going to go into our topic for this show, which is my favorite zone, which is Tirith's Fall Glades. And I have to say, I do love going back. So going back, way back, it always feels like home when I go back there. So for those people that don't know, Tirith's Fall Glades is the home of the Forsaken. And basically you start off in Death Knoll, which is a little different now to what it originally was, but you get reborn, basically. So you're raised as, you know, as the undead and come out of the grave by the Valkyr, and away you go and start your quest, which is always fun. But for me, I know, I love the zone. You know, there's so much. I know, I said it.
You know what? For me too, it may not be my favorite zone, but it's actually up there. Because I don't know if I've said before that my very first WoW character ever, which I have even still now, it was a Forsaken rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've still got her. She's level 92, and I level her up through each expansion now, even though she's not my main. I just love the whole area.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
It covers lots of different things. And we went and did some screenshots. So we
tried to do screenshots in some areas.
I took screenshots. I tried to take you on my Sandstone Drake, which decided to be really, it was really weird. So we'd partied up, so which was fine. Stone came over to find me in where were we? No, we went straight to Death Knoll, and we took some screenshots. So you need to have a look on the website and check them out. Because we must admit, we did have a lot of fun. And there's lots to see there. But it was really weird. Originally, you jumped onto my back on the Sandstone Drake. And I flew you over. And then when we went to do it from there was that Whispering Forest. Because I took you up to the Whispering Forest.
And then it didn't work. There. Mm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you said the arrow's there, the hook to say to jump, and it wouldn't, you wouldn't. And then, so we reloaded and
I even quit the game.
You quit the game. And then I tried getting on your back and it wouldn't.
You couldn't, right?
Yeah. So if anyone knows why that would happen.
The only thing that we never tried was that we didn't try dropping group and grouping back up.
But you did log out, but
I wasn't out of the group, because as soon as I logged back in, I was still part of the group, right?
Yeah,
that's the only thing. And why would a group have anything to do with the mount? But you got to try, right? So I mean, it's really weird.
Yeah,
it's really, really weird.
But anyway, so we went to Death Knoll, and Death Knoll is where you start as an Forsaken, an undead character. And one of my favorite things about one of the very first quests you do is you get to meet three people. And they are Lillian Voss, Valdred Moray, and Marshall Redpath. Now, these three people, and I'm not going to go into it too much, because if you've not done this zone, I suggest at some stage make yourself a little alt and just go do it. Do every quest you can in Tirith's Fall Glades, because it has got such amazing different stories running through this zone that is really quite special. And these people come into play in various, as you level, particularly Lillian Voss has been a big part of the game, even back in Classic. For a lot of us, yes.
So that's something that I never knew, is that when they did Cataclysm and they added all this stuff in, I was like, wow, this is awesome. And I thought she was a new person.
Nope.
And I really liked her. I really liked how it was all done. But I never knew that this character was there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. So originally the original quest had to do, she was actually tied up in a, she was still in Tirisful Glades, but towards the bottom of Scarlet Monastery, there was a section there that had a lot of human NPCs, and you had to fight them. And she was in the cage over there. So when you look at a map of Tirisful Glades, that it would be in the Venom's Vale, the Venom where the spiders, but like further
up the top.
If you go there now, actually, there is the encampment, which has not got anything around it. It looks like, you know, that someone's been overturned. There's like a little tent. It looks like, you know, there's been scuffles or something's happened there. But part of it is something that you do with Lily and Voss when, as you level through this now, there is a part that plays in it. And she is a really, really interesting character. So I don't want to give too much away, because if you've not done it, it's a really interesting storyline and a lot of fun. The other two, so Marshall Redpath has got a lot of ties. The Redpath family themselves have got a lot of ties to various other places within the game. And he used to be in South Shore originally, and there was a quest, just trying to think, there was a quest that he did that you had to do, and I remember he was over in South Shore, and I can't remember if I did it as Horde or as Alliance. I've got a feeling it was originally as Alliance, but that no longer exists, so they've brought him back to over here. And the Redpath family also have big ties to Eastern Plaguelands. So if you've done Eastern Plaguelands, you might be aware of the Redpath family. And again, there's been a lot of changes and to that zone, and when we get to that zone, we'll discuss it. But there's little ties, you know, you think you've never seen this NPC before, but they creep in all these little places that all of a sudden they pop up and you're like, oh my god, I remember you from there. And then Valdred Moray was originally in Silverpine. And he was a level 21 mob and used to have a quest called A Husband's Revenge. And he was the objective. You had to kill him. And what it was kill Valdred Moray, bring his hands to Rayleigh Andrin in Undercity. So now he is undead, that has been reborn in Deathknoll. So if that tells you anything, that Lillian Voss, Marshall Redpath, and Valdred Moray all used to be human. Yeah. And they're in Deathknoll. So that's a really, really interesting part of it. And it's just those cute little quests. I call it cute because I think it's cute. Other people may not, and that's fine. Everyone's has different.
It might be a bit of a spoiler. Well, I don't know, but because isn't one of the characters you don't really do much with, right?
Well, you don't do a lot with probably the other two, Marshall and Valdred, but they do come into play in various other things. Lillian Voss has got
a bigger part, yeah. Yes. But which was it, Moray, that when you first talked to him, that he has issues? Or was it Redpath? Like, I know that Voss does, but I thought one of the other two actually was like, just lost their mind. It was like, I can't accept this, right? Because I know Voss was kind of like that, and then you have to go show her the mirror or something afterwards. Maybe I'm getting them confused with Voss. I think I might be getting them confused with Voss.
Maybe. I've got a feeling
that... I just thought one of them went a little bit nuts.
Which is Voss. Which is the big... Yeah, it's mostly Voss. The other two seem to accept it. Voss doesn't accept the fact that she's undead very well. Right. Again, spoilers a little bit. But it's a really, really interesting...
Yeah. You have to do all the quests.
Yeah, it's so it really is a fantastic zone. And then, so once you leave Deathknoll and you move through the zone, eventually you'll get to Brill, which is basically like the main town of Tirisfal Glades. And one of my most favorite thing about the zone and about this little town of Brill is there is a statue of Sylvanas, which is in there, which previously did not used to be in there before everything changed in Cataclysm. Yeah. But it's a really cool, and every time I go there, I always pay homage to her because she is my queen. So
absolutely.
Yeah, which is always a fun thing. Now, there is Scarlet Monastery, which is a dungeon, which is... you can run now. There's only two parts to Scarlet Monastery now, which there used to be three parts. So it was graveyard, library, and oh god, mental blank. What was the other one? They're yelling.
I'm at thinking.
It was the dogs. So it was the dogs, and then you'd go into where all the armory was. Was it armory or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. So so that Scarlet Monastery has changed a fair bit, but it's always a good...
Well, because they merged two of them, right? Like they like they kind of made the three. Like they took out a part of... Like they took the stuff that they removed from the third one, and they merged it into one of the other ones so that... You know, like we didn't lose it, right? So it's still kind of there. It's just they squished it up. It's just a bit
different, yeah.
So. Just like Sunken Temple, where they kind of squished it all together, kind of closed off the one area, right?
Sunken Temple is now.
Sunken Temple, oh my goodness, is definitely not even close to being as long as it was.
What it was, yeah, exactly. But you can get some really seriously good leveling. In Scarlet Monastery, you know, when you're doing dungeons and things like that. So a lot of fun. And then also my favorite city or capital city, which is Undercity, which is the Forsaken capital city. So home of the Dark Lady, Lady Sylvanas Windrunner. And if you want to see her, you can definitely go find her there, but we'll talk more about Undercity itself in another episode when we get to that. But one of my favorite things that I love in this zone is what they added back in, and I think this was added in Kata, but was the Whispering Forest. So there used to be this section of Tirisfal Glades that you could never get to. There was this blank spot on the map, and it was like, oh my god, what is over there? And you could never get there. And I always would look in there and go, what is over there? You know, I'd be running around looking and be like, can I get up there? No, you can't get up there. And then eventually when flying came in and they opened everything up, that they created this... There's this forest over there called the Whispering Forest. And what it has there is it's a fairy ring. And it has seven fey drunk darters. So they're fey darters, like little mini dragons. They're really cute. They're about level 80 to 85, they're different ones that spawn around the ring. And the ring is a ring of mushrooms. And it's this giant ring in the middle of the forest. And it's surrounded, there's stags and does that wander all around the top. There's a couple of bears, but mostly it's like this really tranquil place. Now, there's a little event that happens there every so often, and it only lasts for a couple of minutes. And when Stone and I went up there, we were really lucky because we just got there and we were trying, I don't know what we were doing, but I was sorting out screenshots. I'm like, stand here, move here, over, left, go. And we were sitting down and taking some screenshots. And then the event started. And you were like, oh my God, what is this? Weren't you? You were like, I've never seen this before. And what happens is that it's so magical. It's just this absolutely magical. There's music that comes out. There is also what was the thing that you got? You got the music scroll.
Yeah, I actually got an achievement to get my 10th music scroll. That's something I don't really try to go after. It's just happened that I've gotten them off of things that I've done. And this was one of them. I'm like, oh, what's this thing I have to click on? And I clicked on it. And it's like, oh, I got a music scroll. All right, cool. Yeah. Cool, cool. And I clicked on that. Boom, achievement. I'm like, all right. Pays to do screenshots.
Yep, exactly. Somebody's scuffing at me. Screenshots. I don't do screenshots.
Screenshots.
You should hear him whinge. I love screenshots. So I make him. We do screenshots together. Otherwise, I will never get screenshots.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this event was started while we were over there, and if you have a look at the show notes, you will see there is this absolutely fantastic looking. I must admit, I'm pretty proud of that one. I did take a few, but you can tell where the Phaedrunk daughters are there, and we're sitting in the middle of the mushrooms, and the glowy lights come out, and the music, and it's just gorgeous. So if you have not experienced that, well, you should look into it, because it is a really, really cute little thing that happens up the top there in the Whispering Forest. So
I thought it was pretty cool. I was a little bit distracted because I was getting the instructions from my car about my car and feeling very angry about it, and you were laughing at me.
Yeah,
because you're like, your guy sounds like he's on something.
Which I did. I honestly thought that.
But I thought it was pretty cool because I was like, oh well, there's this just giant ring of mushrooms that I've never seen before, because once Cataclysm hit, I don't think I really ever went around to go check things out like everywhere. And definitely you could not get there before because you couldn't fly, right? So
You couldn't even jump up. You couldn't even, trust me, I would go and have a look and be like, can I get up here? And it's like, nope, you cannot do
it. It was neat to watch all of the Fae dragons come in and then do their little yellow channeling thing. And then all of a sudden that was it. They were done.
It only went away.
And I'm like,
then it's gone.
We don't know how often it goes, right? Like, we don't know if it's once every 4 hours or, because it happened at 4 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. And I was trying to work out, like, it does happen. But I couldn't remember if it was just more doing that live, folks.
It might be an hour.
Spawns around. So I'm just looking on Wowhead, and all it says is it doesn't really say. It just happens every they don't even give it kind of a time frame, but it only literally lasts for a couple minutes, and then it's gone. So So head over, but it's just a really sweet little peaceful area, which is really, really cute. So if you're ever over there and have not seen it, then it's very, very cool. Yeah, no, I can't seem to find an absolute time frame on it, but anyway. But yeah, so it's one of my there's just so much in this zone that is amazing. I love doing the quests. I've lost count. I think I've got 11 undead warlocks. 11? I've got a few.
What?
Yeah, I've got a few. They're all at different levels and on a
Wow.
few different servers. So because what I do is I go, oh well, I've got to start off somewhere on a new server, so I roll an undead warlock. Of course you do, because that's what I am. So
Okay.
I've done the starting zone a few times. Just
So
a
I
few.
found it. So I found it. I looked up the music roll that I got off
Oh,
of
okay.
the thing, and it says travel to Tirswell Glades in Eastern Kinglands to the forested area west of Deathknell. Coordinates are 17 by 67. Every 15 minutes or so, the Frey Drunk Darter event will play out, and a fairy dragon nest containing the music roll will appear in the middle of the mushroom circle. So it's
Wow.
once every 15 minutes. So
Yeah, that's
it's
cool.
not that, I mean, it's not that uncommon, right? So you can, if you can just want to waste, well, not waste, I mean, if you want to spend about 15 minutes of your time and you've got nothing else to do, go, because it's pretty neat.
And the other thing is, if you're doing like Lore Master or anything like that, and as especially, Horde side, well, go and start in Deathknoll and work your way through the zone and do the quests, and they'll help you towards getting your Lore Master achievement, which is really cool. But the story, there is so many different stories. That it's just, yeah, it's just quite amazing. And it's really some of them just hit you right in the heart, like not just the gut, but just really in the heart. So yeah. And now it's mailbox time, and this is where we get to read any emails and comments that people have sent to us. And we have one from Twitter this week. So AH underscore Sean R sent us a tweet, which was awesome. I think that's our first tweet that we've got, Stone.
That first tweet. Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, with running into the zone as Alliance back in the Burning Crusade, seeing Undercity for the first time and getting to Scarlet Monastery. And you know what? When I thought, yeah, I remember as a human trying to get to Scarlet Monastery back in, way back when. That was a
Yeah.
big job, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had to go to Western Plaguelands.
Western Plaguelands, yeah.
Western Plaguelands.
Yeah. To Chillwind Camp. And you had to get to
The
Chillwind Camp and then run. If you didn't have the flight path, of course, you had to run all the way from Ironforge, because that would have been the closest. Ironforge would have been your closest capital city. So yeah, so it's a long, long run to get to Tirisfal Glades. So thank you, Sean, for tweeting us. We really appreciate it. Next week's topic, Stone, what have we got for the topic of the week?
Okay, so next week it's going to be the favorite mount that we have acquired. So my favorite mount and Lita's favorite mount. So basically, you can email or tweet us and tell us all about your favorite mount and how you got it.
Yes, which will be awesome. So looking forward to hearing what people have got, and also starting to hear what yours is. Exciting. And considering we both have a lot of mounts, so I'm not sure. I've got a couple. Actually, they're all kind of favorites. I'll have to see. I have to pick one leader. Pick one. Okay. Now, where you can contact us. So if you want to check us out, check out the website, which is www.adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can email us, which is podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. And we are on Twitter, which is at ADVAzeroth. Stone, where are you?
You can find me on Twitter at Wow Challenges, as well as doing a podcast called the Wow Challenges Podcast, which Lita and I both host once a week on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And you can also find me, and I'm doing my Casey Kasem voice again. I don't know why. You can also find me on the Richter scale. We're going to be starting back up May the 15th, and I believe we're going once a week. And I think that's going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Richter, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So where can we find
you? You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And if you want to listen to more of me, you can check out my show Behind the Avatar and the Wow Challenges podcast that I do with Stone as well, which is awesome fun. And I do a geeky show with Ben and Steve called Geektopia. And that's a wrap. So thank you everyone for listening, and thank you for- we will talk to you later. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompideck.com. No copyright infringement is intended.